You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's change gears and head to the men's contest. The Doan men are 3-7 in the conference, 8-12 overall. They have wins over Dort, 92-82, Concordia, 71-66, Mount Marty, 81-54. The Tigers have lost six in a row. Their last win was on December 6 over Mount Marty. Jim Weeks' team is averaging 72 points per game. They give up 76.2 points per outing. Crete, Nebraska-based schools team is out-rebounding teams 35.8 to 34.8. They make 40.6% of their field goals while giving up 45.5% success. Deontay Holt, 17.5 points per game scoring average, tops the team, and he is making nearly 40% of his three-point tries. He gets 4.4 rebounds per game and has 40 assists with 16 steals. Nate Keel tosses in 10.7 points per game, and Michael Herman's 10.5 points per game is third on the team and rounds out the double-figure scorers. Both Keel and Herman are averaging 6.3 and 6.9 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt tops the team with 45 assists. The Dort men are 13-7 overall, 5-6 in the GPAC. They're 1-3 since Christmas. Coach Ross Dahlman and I had the opportunity earlier to visit about that start, and we both shake our heads and say this team could easily be 4-0 since Christmas. But that's not how the things have played out, and it's time for Dort College to get the ball rolling the other way. The road decisions were decided by all three of those losses have come on the road. 4-point loss to Concordia, and two came in overtime to Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern. Both Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern, Dort College felt like it was in position to finish the game out and win it in the final minute, but were unable to seal it, and it went to overtime, and then it was the host team that had the advantage and carried it through to the end. Nathan Rendell, scoring average of 16.4 points per game. He's making nearly 50% of his shots. He's gone over 30 points in his last three contests scoring. He's a rebounding 5.2 balls per game. He's giving out 4.5 assists. Tyler Walterstorff is good for 13.4 points per game. Takes in 4.5 rebounds per contest. Brian Sumner and Leighton Sampson are the other double-digit scorers with averages of 11.8 and 11.1 points per game, respectively. Sumner is 53 of 118 from the three-point line. Terpstra and Denherter average 9.5 and 8.3 points per game, respectively. Den Herter is making over 70% of his field goals. The Doan men lost to Nebraska Wesleyan 96-85 on Wednesday night after trailing 41-36 at halftime. Doan made 29 of 59 field goals and held a 39-36 rebounding edge. Holt had 26 points. Keel added 19. Dort led most of the second half in its games with Northwestern but ended up on the short end of a 94-91 overtime loss in Orange City. Rendell scored 30 points. He also had 4 rebounds and 2 assists and 2 steals. Tyler Walterstorff and David Denherter each scored 11. Andrew O'Donnell came off of the bench to score 12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back for the national anthem right after this.
Welcome.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Doan College Tigers getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. A slight change to our starting lineup, slight change from what I anticipated. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start number 3, Nate Keeley, 6'7 sophomore from Tecumseh, Nebraska, averaging 10.7 points per game. Number 4 is Deontay Holt, a 6-foot junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 17.5 points per outing. Number 15 is Reed Williams, a 6'3 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 7.2 points per game. Number 20 is Riley Zimmerman. Riley Zimmerman wears number 20. He is averaging 1.9 points per contest. He was the player I did not anticipate starting tonight. Or today, I should say, and rounding out the starting lineup for the Doan College Tigers will be Mitchell Malu. Malu, a 6'7 sophomore from Pender, Nebraska, averaging 3.7 points per game. I anticipated Wyatt Simon and Michael Herman both starting. And I believe it was Michael Herman who I saw in street clothes. He is not dressed today. And Wyatt Simon, number 24, quite certain he was in uniform. He just is not starting today. So I'll put the question mark by Herman. We'll see if we see number 25. Otherwise, we will go with that starting lineup for the Doan College Tigers. For the Dort College Defenders, it'll be the regular starting five that we've grown accustomed to. Brian Sumner's a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, averaging 11.8 points per game. Alex Terpstra is a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.5 points per outing. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, averaging 16.4 points per game. Tyler Waltersdorf is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.4 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 8.3 points per contest. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College in their white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out in yellow. Opening tip is on the way and controlled by the defenders and David Denherter. He gets it over to Nathan Rendles. Dort College with the basketball. Looks like the Tigers are in man-to-man defense to open. With the basketball is Denherter. Denherter spins, puts up the baby hook in the lane, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Holt. Deontay Holt with the basketball. Dort College got a good shot. David Denherter, a little hook shot in the lane, unable to get it to go. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball. Keel with it. They double down on him as he put it on the floor. Deontay Holt drives the lane. Pull up from 12. In and out, no good. Rebound deflected and taken away by Brian Sumner. Sumner ahead to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Holt will guard him. Pass right side. Sumner. Sumner. Waltersdorf. Ball fake. Spin move into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles feeds it down low for David Denherter. Denherter backing his way in, and he is fouled on the play by Nate Keel. 19:05 left to go in the first half, and the Dort College defenders draw a foul on Nate Keel. So Dort College pounding it low and low on a couple of possessions. They pass it over the top, Waltersdorf on the inbounds play. Here's Waltersdorf, gets a step, lays it up, right hand, left side, good. 2-0 our score, Dort College with a basket. Doan College has it. Deontay Holt. Deontay Holt out front. He passes left side. They lob it down low. With the basketball is Malu. Malu, nothing there. Kicks it back over to Keel. Keel dumps it back to Malu, and Malu is fouled on the play by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf picks up the personal, his first. So inbounding the basketball will be Holt for the Tigers. Deontay looking. Still looking, gets it into the corner. Deontay Holt passes it to Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman, a guard, inserted into the starting lineup today. Comes back over to Holt. Holt driving in, and a blocking foul called on David Denherter. Denherter whistled for the block. David Denherter whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Didn't get there quickly enough, and Deontay Holt will go to the free throw line where he's making 84% of his free throws this season. Deontay Holt, 85 of 101 this year, averaging a team-high 17.5 points per game and misses the front end on the two-shot free throw situation. Our officials today, Pat Anderson, Joe Wells, and Jeremy Grady keeping the peace. Deontay Holt, second free throw is up, and he whispers that one through. Soft touch by the guard, and the Dort College defender lead is 2-1. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles in between the circles. Goes left side Sumner. Sumner over to Waltersdorf. Tyler, three, left it short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan College basketball. After the defenders unable to convert on the other end. Tyler Waltersdorf took a three from the perimeter, obviously. Deontay Holt with the basketball. They pass it over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman out front. Zimmerman passes left side. They try to feed it down low to Keel, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College going with this lineup a little longer than they have in past games. Oftentimes at about the 18-minute mark, we will see a change, where you'll see Denherter check out of the ballgame for Sampson or Feenstra. Instead, we go another offensive possession with Dort College Sumner, three ball, top of the key, missed it, no good. Rebound tap out, controlled by Doan. Zimmerman with the basketball. Zimmerman into the front court. Zimmerman with it on the right wing. Pass left side to Williams. Williams, kick out pass. Keel, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex into the front court. He passes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up in traffic. Rindles lost it. It's in the lane. Nathan Rindles, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Tigers coming back the other way. Holt with it. Holt feeds it left side. And we've got a hand check called on the defenders and Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Brian. Not a bad sized crowd on hand today. I would say the student section affected by the fact that the Dort Open Track and Field meet is going on at the rec center. So some of those regulars that we often see in the Dort College student section are occupied with track and field today. Shot on the way from the corner. Three is good for Reed Williams. Williams averaging 7.2 points per game. Knocks that one down, and Doan leads it 4-2. Taylor Feenstra passes left side. He checked in at the last break. Passes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson, nothing there. Back over to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell is fouled on the play, and Deontay Holt whistled for the personal. .16:48 left to go. Yeah, he did. He called it a three from the corner. O'Donnell inbounds the basketball. They get it into Terpstra. Terpstra over to Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. Feenstra drives in, puts it up with the right hand, no good. .16:44 left to go, and Feenstra fouled on the play. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw on the way is up and good for Feenstra. Taylor's first free throw is up and through. He can tie it here with a made free throw. Second free throw on the way for Feenstra, making 50% of his shots. This one's up and through as well, so Feenstra 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. And we are deadlocked, 4-4, 16:42 left to go in the first half. Holt with it out front, guarded there by Feenstra. They go high post to Malu. Malu to Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt, they jam him on the pick and roll. Driving into the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Alex with the basketball, right side Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. They give it to Sampson. Sampson to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Into the front court is Holt. Holt with it on the right side. Deontay Holt, looping shot, no good. Rebound Keel. Keel puts it up and is blocked by, or a tie up by Terpstra. Terpstra able to get a hand on it. Alex Terpstra sporting a little mouse under his right eye. Evidently that happened in practice. I know the last 2 days of practice, pretty physical every time I've walked through the DeWitt. So you see a little shiner under Alex Terpstra's right eye. Ball is tipped away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Rindles. Rindles, no look pass to Nabla. Nabla is fouled on the play. Trey Magruder checked into the ballgame for Doan at the last break. Also checking in, number 31, David McDonald. He's 6'10". Andrew O'Donnell passes over to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles fakes the jump shot. Here's Sampson. Sampson muscles his way up. And he gets a shoulder into the defensive player. Sampson's two-point basket is good. And the defenders lead at 6-4. 6-4 our score. Doan basketball, right side Williams. Williams to Magruder. Magruder gives it up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman over the basketball. Zimmerman on the right wing. Zimmerman down to the baseline. Nabla recovers. Zimmerman with the basketball. Should be a 5 seconds call. And the Doan College Tigers turn it over as they try to feed the big player, Wyatt Sutton. They tried to feed David McDonald. I had thought it was a 5 seconds call. Instead, Doan turns it over on the post entry pass. Bringing the basketball up for the defenders will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles left side, intended for O'Donnell. O'Donnell slipped and fell on the sideline. Doan with the basketball. This is Reed Williams. Williams on the right side. They fluff it down low for McDonald. He's got to come out to the three-point line to get possession of it. Holt will drive in. Right-handed layup is good for the tie. Deontay Holt with 3 points, and we're tied 6-6, 14:40 remaining. Pass goes right side, O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla, Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, floater in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Magruder. Magruder with the basketball. Magruder will bring it up. No, he hands it off to Holt. Holt with the ball. Holt with it in between the circles. Holt passes over to Williams. Williams, they dump it down low. McDonald. McDonald puts it up with the left hand. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Doan basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Today's broadcast also made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Holt into the lane. His 10-footer is up and good. Deontay Holt with 5 points. And the Tigers lead it 8-6. Rindles into the front court. Gets it to Sampson. Sampson against McDonald. Sampson hook shot with the right hand over the top of McDonald is good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. He knocks it at 8-8. 13:45 remaining first half. Doan basketball. This is Zach Hunt. They dump it down low for McDonald, and a foul called on Leighton Sampson. Sampson gets called for the personal foul. He gets called for the hold. So Leighton picks up his first personal. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. Tigers to throw it in. This is Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt gets it over the top to Deontay Holt. Holt for the basketball. Holt passes it into the corner. Three ball is in and out. No good. Trey Magruder had his hands on it. He gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Trey Magruder with the two-point bucket on the putback, and the Tigers lead it 10-8. Rindles in traffic. Feeds the trailer Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Magruder with 13:13 left to go in the first half. Magruder picks up his first personal foul. Magruder is averaging 2.6 points per contest. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. First free throw by Waltersdorf is no good. He's got another one coming. That one is good for Ty. He's got 3 points. Dort College trails 10-9, 13-10 remaining first half. Doan basketball, Zach Hunt. He passes right side. Trevor Saboran. Pardon me, that's Saboran. Saboran back over to Holt. Holt for the basketball, guarded by Terpstra. Back to McDonald. McDonald, high arching three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Dort College. Rindles up and running with it. Nathan into the front court. Nathan, head full of steam, and a reach-in foul called on Holt. That is number 2 on him. So 2 free throws on the way here for Nathan Rindles. And Doan will check 2 new players into the ballgame and possibly a third. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Rindles, averaging 16.4 points per game, drops that one through to the bottom of the well. Another one on the way. 12:44 left to play in the first half. A second free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles' free throw is up and good. Rendles makes them both. 87% free throw shooter. He's now taken 141 for the year and made 123. Doan basketball. Tigers have it. They pick it up left side to Malu. Malu to Keel. Keel back out front to Zach Hunt. Hunt to Malu. Malu, top of the key. Collins. Collins with the basketball. Collins at the top of the key. Comes to Saborin. Saborin with the basketball. Saborin with a lay-in as he got around the post player for the lay-in. Dort College quickly back the other way. Sumner to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives the lane. Layup right hand. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 5 points, and the defenders lead 13-12. 13-12, our score. Tiger basketball, Zach Hunt. They lob it down low for Keel. Keel working on Den Herter. Den Herter staying low. Keel tries to wheel around him. His short shot is good. Keel with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-13. Keel with his first 2 points of the game. Waltersdorf gets around the defensive player, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Malu couldn't keep up with him. Doan might have to go back to a zone. Tyler Waltersdorf to the free throw line. Rendles is out. O'Donnell is in. Sampson is in. Den Herter is out. Dort College with a chance at a three-point play here by Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler with 7 first-half points. Good to see him get it going early. Free throw is up. In and out, no good. 1 for 3 from the free throw line is Waltersdorf, and the Dort College lead is 15-14. 11:20 left to go first half. Doan with the basketball. Tigers, they go right side. They pass it to Collins. Collins, kick-out pass to Zimmerman. Zimmerman gives it up to Hunt. Hunt to Keel. Keel working in against Sampson. Keel puts it up, and we have a foul on the play called on Waltersdorf. That's his second. Two free throws on the way here for Keel. Nate Keel, two free throws, a 72% free throw shooter. Waltersdorf has just picked up his second, and a costly sequence for the defenders. As Taylor Feenstra was waiting at the scorer's table to check in for Waltersdorf with his free throw attempt. And after the missed free throw, no opportunity to get Waltersdorf in, and Waltersdorf commits a foul on the other end defensively for his second of the ball game. Keel misses both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 1-15-14. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with the basketball. He passes it over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Alex with the basketball. Alex looks down low, gets it to Sampson. Sampson working on Keel. His shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play. I beg your pardon. It was Feenstra who made contact with the basketball when his foot was on the baseline, so out of bounds. It will be Doan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Out front, Tigers have the basketball. This is Saborin. They look right side. They feed it to Keel. Keel, shot blocked by O'Donnell, but a foul on the play called on Sampson on the putback attempt. Foul called on Sampson, and for Layton, that is number 2. So Dort College dealing with some foul trouble. With 10:20 left to go in the first half, a low-scoring contest. Keel is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. He's shooting a pair here. Free throw by Keel is up and good. He is now 1 for 3 tonight. Another free throw coming. Sampson checks out of the basketball game. Second free throw for Keel. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Second free throw by Keel is up and through, so Keel makes both free throws, and the Tigers regain the lead at 16-15. Rendles with the basketball, passes left side, Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra, Terpstra back over to Sumner, Sumner, Rendles, Rendles right corner. Rendles, three-pointer is good. Nathan Rendles with 5 points, and the defenders lead at 18-16. Doan basketball. This is Zach Hunt. Hunt passes it to Williams. Williams gives it up to Keel. Keel working on Feenstra. Keel, short shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. York College with a two-point lead and looking to build. Rendles into the front court. Nathan over to Brian Sumner. Sumner three, yes. Brian Sumner with the three, back-to-back trays by the defenders, 21-16, and the Dort College defenders forced Doan to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 21-16. 9:30 left to go in the first half. Dort College, a couple of the triples. One by Rendles, one by Sumner. And the defenders have a five-point advantage. Tiger basketball. Malu into the contest. Nabla giving away a little size to him, but Nabla, the mix-and-match lineup, he's got to guard the taller post player. Doan basketball, right side Williams. Reed Williams with it, 13 to shoot. Williams at the top of the key, right side Keel. Keel guarded there by Feenstra. Comes back to Williams. Williams drives in, flips it up with the right hand in the lane. Good. Reed Williams with 5 points, and the defenders lead 21-18. Rendles with the basketball over to Nabla. Nabla left side, Sumner. Sumner dumps it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra squares up against Keel. Feenstra in the lane. His soft shot is good. Taylor Feenstra able to back it, Keel down, and gets the short shot to go. Dort College trying to pound it down low, 23-18. Dort College by 5. Doan basketball, Malu. Malu to Holt. Holt playing with a couple of personal fouls. Holt picks up his dribble. He passes back to Williams. Williams out front. Williams with the basketball. Williams dumps it down low for Keel. Keel guarded by Feenstra. They bring the double team, and it's tapped away by Nabla. It'll be Doan basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Deontay Holt to trigger it in. Deontay, no, they get Deontay Holt on the perimeter now. Nabla matched up with him there. Pull up by Holt, and he drops it through. Deontay Holt with 7, and the Dort College defenders lead is 3, 23-20. 8 minutes remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Rendles. Rendles working against Holt. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Nathan Rendles bowling his way to the hoop. He's got 7. Defenders lead 25-20. Holt with the basketball, guarded by Andrew O'Donnell. They pass it into the corner. 3 is left short. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell will press the issue into the front court. Passes ahead to Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Dort College a chance to build on a 5-point lead. Right side it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Spin move. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Tiger basketball, Williams. Reed Williams with the basketball. Gets a screen. Now Malu gets the return pass. They look down low for Keel. Keel working against Feenstra. Keel trying to back his way in against Feenstra. Picks up his dribble. Malu. Malu back to Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt drives in. Nothing there. Cut off by Brian Sumner. 14 to shoot. Holt back over to Keel. Keel, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Nabla. Here comes Dort College after the defensive stop. That's 2 stops in a row. Rendles, pull up 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Dort College, 3 players waiting at the scorer's table. Doan has 2. Deontay Holt into the front court. 6:47 left to play first half. Dort College by 5. Reed Williams with the basketball. He'll drive in. And a foul's going to be called before the shot. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number 1 on Taylor. 25-21 our score. First free throw by Williams was good. That was pretty generous on the two-shot call, in my opinion. Williams was, I didn't think he was on the way up yet, especially if you're going to call it on Feenstra on the help defense. As it is, two free throws go in for Doan, and they trail by three. Terpstra feeds it down low for Rindles, posting up Holt. Rindles in traffic, his shot no good. Rebound Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. David McDonald whistled for the personal foul. And the defenders will go to the free throw line with David Den Herter shooting a pair. 6:18 remaining in this first half. David Den Herter with a pair of free throws on the way. First free throw by David, in and out, no good. North College, 3 of 5, 5 of 7, 5 of 8 now from the free throw line. No, beg your pardon. Not that bad. 5 for 7 at this point. And Den Herter misses that one off the side of the iron. Now they're 5 for 8, and the defenders trail. Lead 25-22. Doan with a chance to even it on a three-point shot. Doan basketball. They pass it right side. Tigers have it. With it out front. Trying the lane is Zimmerman. Nothing there. Gets it back over to Holt. Holt working on Rindles. His shot from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra is fouled from behind, and if that's on Holt, that is a silly, silly third foul. He reached in from behind, Deontay Holt. And now the Dort College defenders will go to the free throw line, and if you're Jim Weeks on the Doan College bench, you are shaking your head and saying, we survived on defense with people posting you up. You didn't draw your third there. Terpstra's free throw is up and good, but then you get called for one. Speaking of Deontay Holt here, with somebody in front of you, you take a hack at it and you catch the wrist and the foul gets called and it's out in the open and the official no choice but to make that call. Terpstra's second free throw is up and good, so Alex Terpstra makes both free throws and the defenders lead it 27-22, 5:50 and counting, first half. Dort College on the right side, McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. Passes it back over to Williams. Williams with it on the left wing. Williams with it. Right side, Zimmerman. Zimmerman's going to be fouled on the play. And Alex Terpstra gets called for the personal. For Alex, that's number one. Nabla is in. O'Donnell checks out. A one-and-one opportunity here for Riley Zimmerman. Riley Zimmerman this season, 13 of 19 from the free throw line, 68%. He makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 5:31 left to go in the first half. Trey Magruder checks out of the ball game. Back in is Keel. So Doan will go with a large lineup here of McDonald and Keel. J.D. Bohr checks out of the ballgame. Dort College had to counter that twin post offense with twin posts of their own. Sampson is on the bench with two personals right now, so they couldn't go to him. Feenstra checks back in. Riley Zimmerman, second free throw, trying to make it a three-point ball game, and he does. 27-24, Dort College by three. Doan is 7 of 10 from the free throw line today. Pass left side, Nabla. Dort College also 7 of 10 by my count. I beg your pardon, 7 of 11. They pass it over to Nabla. Nabla, Feenstra, Feenstra, Rindles. Rindles has it tipped away from him, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball in front of the Doan bench. 27-24, Dort College trailing by 3. I should say leading by 3, beg your pardon. Nabla inbounds to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles shakes left, goes right, now gets into the middle of the lane. His shot no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play. And David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Let's see if David can get on track. 69% free throw shooter entering today's contest. Didn't have much luck on his first trip to the free throw line, but he's got a chance here with two more. Dort College leading 27-24. Dan Herder's free throw. Big right-hander is up, short, no good. Another free throw on the way for Dan Herder. Rendles is out, O'Donnell is in. Dort College, it appears to me, making a very conscious effort to try and keep fresh bodies on the floor, giving Rendles a little more break than normal here in the first half. Second free throw by Den Herder is good. He's in the scorebook, 28-24. Dawn with the basketball. Tigers have it. On the right side, Zimmerman lost it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Zimmerman loses it out of bounds as he went to the crossover. Nabla able to bother it enough. And the Dort College defenders coming back the other way with the basketball, O'Donnell. The freshman from Sioux Center out front with it. He goes right side, Terpstra. Terpstra off the dribble, nothing there. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra, Terp, Terp, three, left it short, no good. Rebound tipped, it's down on the floor. Feenstra got a hand on it. Here come the Tigers. Tiger basketball, they walk it up. Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it on the left wing. Zach Hunt passes over to Keel. Keel got some of the help defense by the defenders. Shot by the Tigers, no good on the perimeter. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. Magruder, Feenstra, and Terpstra down on the floor after that loose basketball. Turned into a pig pile quickly. Terpstra checks out of the ball game. And the Tigers will inbound the basketball. Zach Hunt to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 4:14 left to go in the half. Dort College looking for a stop and a bucket. Let's see if they can get a little breathing room here. Doan basketball, and they're forced to use a timeout. No, they're called for a 5 seconds call. It'll be Dort College basketball. David Den Herder checks out of the ball game. Den Herder working, drawing a foul on the offensive end. You get a foul. You also get a free throw opportunity. He makes one of two. Now he checks out. J.D. Bohr is in as Doan goes to a smaller lineup. Dort College countering with a smaller lineup of its own. Sumner over the basketball. Passes to Nabla. Nabla tries to, O'Donnell tries to feed it down low. And the Tigers take it away. Zach Hunt with it. Zach Hunt out front, guarded by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. He passes right side to Reed Williams. Williams gives it up to Keel. Keel with the basketball. Keel puts it up in traffic off of the glass. Good. Nate Keel with 6 points. Dort College leads 28-26. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Nabla. Nabla left wing to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it. Right side Nabla. Nabla puts it on the deck, and it's taken away by the Tigers. Zach Hunt with it. Back-to-back turnovers by the defenders, and rather than Dort College getting a little breathing room, now it's Doan College. And a foul called away from the ball. Foul's called on Doan and Trevor Saborin. Saborin whistled for the personal. Nathan Rendles checks into the ball game. Checking out will be Pat Nabla. So 3:19 left to go in this first half. Dort College has the basketball. Rendles will walk it up. Nathan Rendles into the front court. And a turnover by the defenders, and that is 3 turnovers in a row by Dort College. And Dort College not finishing this half sharp. Now they can turn that around here. They've still got 3:12 to turn it around yet in this half. Doan basketball, Zach Hunt. Hunt with it on the right side. Zach Hunt passes to Magruder. Magruder back outside to Saborin. Saborin for the tie, puts it up, layup good. Saborin with 4, and we're tied at 28 all. Our first tie since the early going. Our last tie was at 8-8. They go to Feenstra on the right elbow. Taylor, jumper, right side, good. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point basket. He's got 6, and the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 30-28. Tiger basketball. Zach Hunt. Hunt guarded by O'Donnell. Might have traveled with it when he picked up his dribble. Now the ball is deflected, picked up by Hunt. Hunt, loose ball, passes back over, left side to Williams. Reed Williams gets the ball screen, doesn't take it, instead goes to the lane, lays it up, good. He's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Foul on the play called on the defenders. That's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. That's two on him. David Den Herder will check into the ballgame. He's the only post player for North College with less than two in the regular rotation. So Den Herder will check into the ballgame. And a free throw opportunity here for Doan and Reed Williams. Williams averaging 7.2 points per game. With his running mate, Deontay Holt, on the bench with three personals. He has stepped forward and is better than his season average already with 10. Doan leads it. 2:10 left to play in the half. North College goes right side, J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it. Back to Rindles. Rindles, free throw line, Sumner. Sumner, spin move, double team. Gets it away. O'Donnell reverses right side, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Magruder. It's down on the floor. And what are they going to say here? They're going to say Den Herder was on the baseline, I believe, as he made contact with the basketball. .151 remaining in this ball, in this first half. Doan 31, Dort College 30. So Doan has taken a little bit of momentum away from the defenders. Dort College led 28-24, then was struck by a rash of turnovers. Right side, it goes to Zach Hunt, and a foul on the other end called against Doan. Foul goes on Doan and Trey Magruder. Magruder whistled for his second. Terpstra checks in. He'll toss it in to Rindles. Wyatt Simon in the ballgame. I believe he's in for the first time today. With it on the right side, Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner looking. Back over to Rindles it goes. Rindles dumps it down low. Den Herder against Keel. They double team him. Den Herder tries to thread the needle. It's taken away by Simon. Wyatt Simon with it. Wyatt Simon travels with it as he comes to a stop. Dort College will get the basketball back. The two teams exchange turnovers. A bad stretch here for the defenders in terms of offensive execution. Too many turnovers. And they can feel fortunate they're only down one. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan passes right side Sumner. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Brian gets it to Rindles. Rindles in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Dort College and David Den Herder. So Den Herder has just picked up his second personal foul. Nate Keel will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Nate Keel can push Doan in front by two or three with a pair of opportunities. Free throw on the way by Keel is up and good. He's got another one coming. Keel now with 7 points. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Free throw is missed, no good. It's a two-point ball game, 32 to 30. Under a minute to go in the first half. Sumner, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles, Sumner, Sumner, layup good. 32 to 32, our score. Dort College ties it on a Brian Sumner two-point basket on the cut into the lane off the assist from Rindles. Doan with the basketball, Hunt. Hunt guarded there by O'Donnell. 10-second difference, shot clock, game clock. 30 seconds on the game clock. Hunt loses possession, picks it back up near midcourt. Doan with it. This is Williams. Williams with it in between the circles, 20 seconds on the game clock. They pass it into the corner. Driving in, shot off the glass, no good. But a putback attempt by Magruder is no good, but he is fouled on the play. Foul called on Nathan Rendles, and that's number one on Nathan. And Magruder will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as his team is both in the double bonus, and I believe that was on a putback attempt for a shot attempt. Free throw by Magruder is up and good. He knuckleballs that one through. 12.2 seconds remaining in the half. A second free throw coming for Magruder. Second free throw is up and through. 34-32. Magruder makes both free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 34-32, Rendles into the lane. Rendles puts it up. Can't get it to go. Tap by Den Herter, no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Doan 34, Dort College 32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing the Doan College Tigers at halftime, 34-32. Doan 11 of 26 from the floor for 42.3%. 1 for 7 on threes, 14.3%. 11 of 15 from the free throw line, 73.3%. For the Dort College Defenders, 11 of 28 from the floor, 39.3%, 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%, 8 for 13 on free throws, 61.5%. Rebounds in the first half, Doan 21, Dort College 15. Turnovers in the first half, Dort College had 5, Doan had 8. Dort College had 3 assisted baskets in the first half, Doan had 1. We'll be back with more at halftime right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First half numbers look like this for the Dort College defenders individually. 7 points each for Nathan Rendles and Tyler Waltersdorf, 5 for Brian Sumner, 6 for Taylor Feenstra, 4 for Leighton Sampson, and 2 for Alex Terpstra for their total of 32. David Denherter also had 1. For the Tigers, 10 for Reed Williams, 7 each for Nate Keel and Deontay Holt, 4 each for Trevor Saborin and Trey Magruder. David Denherter has 3 rebounds. They're all offensive. Alex Terpstra has 3 rebounds. 2 for Taylor Feenstra, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 for Nathan Rendles, and 2 for Brian Sumner. For Dort College's total of 15 rebounds. For Doan, 8 for Trey Magruder, 3 offensive and 5 defensive, 4 for Nate Keel, and 3 for Deontay Holt. 2 steals for Zach Hunt, 1 steal for Nathan Rendles. Neither team really capitalizing on steals in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Not often I take an extended break in between or at halftime, but needed to take care of some business. 34-32 our score. The Doan College Tigers lead Dort College at halftime in this Great Plains Athletic Conference tussle. We'll be back with a look at what else is happening in the conference today right after this. It will be Dort College basketball when we resume play in the second half. At halftime, Briar Cliff leads Concordia 40-26. Morningside leads Hastings 47-37 in men's basketball play. Earlier today in women's basketball, Doan over Dort 74-51. Concordia over Briar Cliff 76-60. Morningside over Hastings, 60-46. There's one more GPAC game, or doubleheader this weekend, and that is on Sunday when Dakota Wesleyan hosts Nebraska Wesleyan in women's and men's GPAC basketball. Heading into GPAC play today, Dakota Wesleyan 9-1, Briar Cliff 8-2, Midland 8-2, Morningside 7-3, Northwestern 5-5, Dort College 5-6, Concordia 5-7, Nebraska Wesleyan 4-6, Doan 3-7, Hastings 3-7, Mount Marty 0-11. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, second half of basketball from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College Basketball as the second half begins with it left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives in, kick out, Terp. Terp, three ball, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, Rindles. Rindles has it stripped away, and it will be Dort College Basketball. Dort College with it on the left way, on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding will be Rindles. Rindles gets it into Waltersdorf. He's stripped on the way up, out of bounds, or tipped on the reception. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball again. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Rindles. Rindles with it at the free throw line. He comes back over to Sumner. Sumner off the screen, missed the three-pointer. Rebound cleared out by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Here come the Tigers. Tigers with a chance to build on the lead. Doan with it, comes out to Reed Williams. They dump it down low. Malu. Malu shot blocked by Den Herter. Rebound Dort College. Rindles. Rindles into the lane, and he finishes. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Trying to draw the charge was Zach Hunt. And we're tied at 15. Nathan Rindles with 9 points. The foul charge to Doan College. And number five, Zach Hunt, the 6'2 senior from Hastings. Dort College with a chance to regain the lead, and Nathan Rindles does. Rindles completes the three-point play, and the Dort College defenders lead at 35-34 on a Rindles three-point opportunity. Back the other way, Doan basketball. Doan has it. They'll work the offense. Pass goes left side to Keel. Keel working against Den Herter. Nathan Keel, spin move, puts it up. Shot missed, no good, but there for the tap-in is Malu, I believe. No, that was Hunt. They're going to credit Hunt with that tap-in. Terpstra, three, got it. Alex Terpstra with a three ball. Dort College takes the lead back, 38-36. Dort College wants to string some stops together. Let's see if they're able to do that. They weren't able to do much of that in the first half. Doan College with the basketball. Tigers have it. Keel. Keel back out front to Hunt. Hunt guarded by Rindles. They come back outside Malu. Malu sets and fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the ball into the front court. Nathan with the left side. Terpstra, ball fake, drives. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the glass. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf pounding the glass. He's got 9. Dort College leads 40-36. So Dort College with a mask on defense. Doan surrendering the halftime lead. Let's see if they have a response. Hunt with the basketball out front. Dribbles to the left. Little bit of trouble. Ball's down on the floor. Sumner down after it. Jump ball, tie up. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan College will have possession of it. Dort College got it to start the second half. Trey Magruder will check into the basketball game. Checking out of the contest for the Doan Tigers will be Malu. And the Doan Tigers will inbound the basketball with Hunt, 14 to shoot. They pass it in to Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt out front, working against Terpstra, throws it up, off-balance shot, got it to go. 9 points for Hunt. For Holt, and answering back is the two-point basket by Nathan Rindles as he drives the length of the floor. Dort College leads 42-38 as the two guards exchange baskets. Left side pass, Keel trying to post up Den Herter. Instead, they go out front, Magruder. Magruder to Hunt. Hunt swishes that one through. He's got 5. And the Dort College lead is 42-41. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles working against Reed Williams. Pass goes left side, Waltersdorf. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, floater, no good. But he is fouled on the play, and Reed Williams picks up the personal. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 16:47 remaining in this ballgame. That's in regulation. Den Herter will be checking out. Rindles will shoot 2. First one on the way for the junior from Colorado. It's up and through. The Boulder, Colorado native now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Rendles. Rendles averaging 16.4 points per game. Second free throw by Rendles is up and through as well. 5-for-5 for Nathan. In the second half, he's got 7 points. And the defender lead is 44-41. York College leading by 3. Left side pass, Holt, guarded there by O'Donnell. Gets a ball screen. They kick it around the horn. This is Williams. Williams on the left wing now. Back over to Magruder. Magruder to Holt. Holt with the basketball. They try to jam him. Lost the handle on it. Picks it back up. Comes back to Keel. Keel working on Sampson. Puts it up. Good. Nate Keel with 9 points, and the defenders lead 44-43. Left side pass. 3 on the way. Terpstra 3. Good. Alex Terpstra with 8 points. The defenders back in front, 47-43. 47-43, our score. Doan College with the basketball. Doan with it on the left side. This is Holt. Holt down to the baseline, working against O'Donnell. Ball's deflected out. And now we've got a foul called on the play against O'Donnell, I believe. Andrew O'Donnell's going to be called for the foul on the second chance. And the Doan College Tigers will have the basketball back. Ball was tipped. O'Donnell went for it, and he got called for the personal foul. Pass comes into Holt. Deontay Holt, 3, good. Deontay Holt with 12 points, and the defender lead is 47-46. Dort College unable to string stops together. With it is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right side comes back over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles out front, Terpstra, left side O'Donnell on the wing. Comes back out front, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives, puts it up, draws contact, shot no good, but he'll shoot 2 free throws. Tyler Waltersdorf with 9 points. 47-46, our score. 2 free throws coming for Tyler Waltersdorf. So Tyler, who is 1-for-3 today from the free throw line, let's see if he can get that going the right way. 15:27 left to go in regulation. Free throw by Tyler, up, and that rafter scraper is through. He's got another one on the way. 10 points for Waltersdorf by my count. Looks like the official scorekeeper and I are in agreement today. Another one on the way. Second free throw for Waltersdorf is up. That one's going to be long, no good, and it's a 48-46 ball game. Doan in front. Dort in front. Doan with the basketball, though. That was foul number 3, by the way, on Magruder. Doan basketball, left side Holt working against O'Donnell. Holt trying to feed it down low for Magruder. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called on Waltersdorf, and Tyler has just picked up his 3rd personal. And free throws on the way for Magruder. So free throws on the way for Magruder. Magruder 2-for-2 today, 3-for-3 now. He's got 5 points. Another free throw on the way for Magruder. That's foul number 3 on Tyler Waltersdorf. Second free throw is up and good for Magruder, so Doan has tied it up at 15-10 remaining. Magruder with 6 points. And Waltersdorf gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will bring it up against Zach Hunt. Now the pass over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side to Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, they feed it to Sampson. Sampson put it on the deck and lost it. It's taken away by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. 48-48 hour score. Doan basketball. Zach Hunt driving. Is Reed Williams, and Reed Williams runs over the top of Tyler Waltersdorf. Wave off the basket. Wave off the basket, and the charging foul called on Doan and Reed Williams. That's his 2nd. Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound the basketball. Dort College with the ball, tied up 48-48. We're a little over 5 minutes into the second half of this contest. Right side pass, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf against Magruder. Left side pass to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson with it. And Sampson is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Keel. That's number two on him. Nate Keel has managed to stay out of foul trouble with Dort College going right at him. Walterstorff and O'Donnell check out of the contest. Rindles will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles triggering. Passes over the top Sampson. Sampson gets around his man and Keel fouls him. Nate Keel picks up his third personal and Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Timeout. Leighton Sampson to shoot free throws. First free throw on the way for the freshman from Worthington is up and through. Leighton with 5 points. He's got another one on the way. He's a 66% free throw shooter. Establishes a 1 point lead for the defenders. And that one's up and hangs on the rim and won't fall through. 14:22 remaining in the basketball game. Doan basketball. Out front with it is Zimmerman. Zimmerman left side. They get it to Hunt. Comes back over to Keel. Keel to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams out front. They pass on the pick and roll to Magruder. Magruder layup good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. Magruder with 8 points. And the Doan College Tigers with a chance to reestablish a two-point lead. Magruder today 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Getting a little more run today is Magruder than normal, it would seem. Free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Dort College leads it, trails at 50-49. Left side is Nabla. Nabla, Feenstra. Feenstra, right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles left side. Feenstra, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down long by Magruder. Magruder hands it off to Williams. Reed Williams across half court. Reed Williams with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Kicks it into the corner. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra outlets to Nabla. Here comes Dort College with a chance to regain the lead with a made basket. Sumner with it. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Dumps it down low. Sampson. Sampson against Malu. Sampson puts it up against Malu. First shot no good. Follows it with a second shot. He's got seven. And the defenders lead 51-50. Doan basketball. Hunt will bring it up. Hunt with it, left side. They pass it to Magruder. Magruder with the basketball. Magruder puts up the short hook shot, no good, but a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Feenstra, I believe. Taylor Feenstra has just been whistled for foul number three. I beg your pardon, foul number four on Feenstra. He picked up his third on that pick and roll play. It's team foul number four on the defenders. Sampson, Sumner, Feenstra are out. Dort College countering right now with Den Herter, Walterstorff, Terpstra, Rindles, and Nabla. It's going to be a tough matchup now with Magruder down low. Ball's taken away in the corner by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a steal. Walterstorff dribbles it up the floor, and he is fouled on the play by Zimmerman. Zimmerman gets called for his second personal. And free throws on the way now for Tyler Walterstorff. A 1-1 opportunity. Dort College leading 51-50. Let's see if Dort College can gut out a few possessions here. Free throw by Ty is up and through. That one splashed straight through. He's got 11 now. Another one on the way. Dort College 52, Doan 50, 12:49 left to play in regulation. Second free throw is up, short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up will be Reed Williams. Dort College leads 52-50, Doan basketball. Trevor Saborin with it. Saborin guarded by Rindles. Saborin driving in. Here's Magruder. Magruder gets the pass. His shot no good, but a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. And that's going to go on Den Herter, I believe. Den Herter whistled for the personal. And for David, that is number three, I think. I thought they called it on Den Herter at least, and they do. That's foul number three. The Doan College Tigers to inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Defenders lead 52-50. Doan, though, with the basketball. Inbounding. Pass comes in over the top to Holt. Holt steps in. 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Rindles. Rindles with the drive. Sidesteps a player. Layup good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 54-50. Into the front court with the basketball. Doan trailing by four. 12:05 left to play in this contest. They look for Magruder down low. They feed it to Magruder. They bring the double team and a reach-in foul called on Nathan Rindles. That's number two on him. Team foul number six on the defenders. Foul came before the shot. McDonald is out. Keel is in for Doan. And the Doan College Tigers inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They look over the top. And another, well, this time they get a timeout called. Dort College called a 5 second, got forced a 5 seconds call earlier today. This time Doan gets a timeout called. Back with more after this. Tell you what, we'll keep it right here. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Doan gets the ball inbounded. Holt dumps it down low, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Patrick Navala. Dort College will have a chance now to reestablish order defensively. That was a bad matchup. Then Herter was guarding Holt, and Navala was guarding Keel. They pass it out front. Doan basketball with it. Zimmerman. Zimmerman on the right side over to Holt. Holt to Keel. Keel gives it up to Hunt. Hunt drives in, scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Hunt with seven. Dort College leads 54-52. Dort College basketball. Rindles left side. Bohr. Bohr. Navala. Navala on the left wing. Navala back over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up. Right side. Gets it back now on the left wing. Terpstra looking down low for Den Herter. They bring the double team. Den Herter working on Keel. Den Herter puts it up. He's fouled on the play, and Keel is whistled for foul number four. Dort College succeeding and pounding it down low, and Keel commits his fourth personal. David will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Den Herter played more minutes than normal on Wednesday night against Northwestern. This point in your career, those college seniors, the minutes, they pile up and they've got to recover in between games. And Den Herter, the big fella, swishes that one through. He's got another one coming. Dort College, off as a group, just appears to be spent. Two overtimes in a row on the road. They've got to find a way to just battle through this one. David Den Herter. Couple of free throws. He's got three, and the defenders lead 56-52, 11-13 and counting ball game. Coach Ross Dalma up off his seat, exhorting his team on. Here's Terpstra. Terpstra, Euro step, layup good. Alex Terpstra, 8 second half points, 10 for the ball game. Dort College leads 58-52. The Dort College fans up on their feet now, trying to give their team some energy. They pass it down low to Magruder. Magruder, kick out, Hunt. Hunt missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Terpstra. Terpstra over to Navala. Navala, Terp, Terp, three ball, missed it, no good. The lid would have come off the place if that one goes in. Instead, the Doan College Tigers gather in the rebound, and they'll come back the other way. Zach Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it on the right side. They look down low for Magruder. Magruder guarded by Den Herter. Cross-court pass. Close out with it. Zimmerman driving in. And a blocking foul called on the Doane College, on David Den Herter inside the circle. So Den Herter has just picked up his fourth, and Dort College is going to have to limp through this one with significant foul trouble as well. David tried to slide over and take the charge. They say he was inside the charge ring, and Coach Ross Delma asked Jeremy Grady, "Are you sure?" And Jeremy Grady said, "I am positive." Can't really argue with that, so you turn around and you try to figure it out the other way. Riley Zimmerman will shoot two free throws. This is a 1-1. First one is up and through. He was passing out of it, so they don't get the two-shot situation automatically, but he makes the front end, so he's got another one on the way, does Zimmerman. Zimmerman 2-for-2 in the first half. And now 3-for-3 for the ball game and 4-for-4. 58-54, Dort College leading by 4. Dort College basketball, Rindles. Rindles across half court. He goes high post, Sampson. Sampson, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, back to Rindles. Rindles driving baseline, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way for Nathan. Let's see if he can continue his hot shooting from the free throw line. 10:05 left to go in the contest. 58-54 our score. Free throw is up by Rindles. Good. So another free throw on the way for Rindles. Rindles' free throw is up and good. That one did not go through cleanly, but it did go through nonetheless. Rindles now 7-for-7 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 60-54. Critical point of the ball game here. Can you get a little distance? With it is Holt. Holt driving in, puts it up. Shot missed it, no good, but there for the offensive rebound is Magruder. Lost it on the way up. It's taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball at midcourt. He will let the traffic clear. Rindles at the top of the key. He'll drive in. Kick out pass. J.D. Bohr back over to Terpstra. Terpstra back out front to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gets a screen, drives in, lost it. Shucks. He had a seam, turned the corner hard, but was unable to get to the basket. And the defenders trail 60-54. 9:27 left to play. Doane basketball, right side. Tigers, this is Williams, floater from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Bohr. JD into the front court with Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key, feeds it down low. Sampson, and Magruder has just picked up his fourth personal. Rindles that time saw the angle. Sampson had it, had his man sealed. That was Magruder. And Magruder picks up foul number 4, and Layton will go to the free throw line for two shots. It's the double bonus. Dort College has not led by more than 6 tonight, and it's now 7. Layton with 8 points, and the defenders lead 61-54. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Magruder will take a spot at the bottom of the lane. Well, now they're going to leave him in the ballgame. Free throw on the way for Layton is up, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Keel. 61-54, Doane leading down by 7, Dort College on defense. Holt with the basketball. He throws it into the corner. 3, no good. Rebound tipped, taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan, left side, to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Trey Magruder is fouled out. Magruder played a pretty nice ball game for a kid who doesn't play a lot. Averaging 2.6 points per ball game. He definitely had an impact on this game, helping Doane stay close. He will foul out with 8 points. Magruder averages 9.2 minutes per ball game. So Magruder will foul out. Magruder also with double-figure rebounds. He had 13. Waltersdorf trying to extend the Dort College lead. He's got two on the way. Free throw is off the heel, no good. Dort College not helping their cause at the charity stripe tonight. Well, that's better than I thought it would be. Right around their season average, actually. 19 for 29. That's around 66%. Waltersdorf makes the second one. Waltersdorf now with 12 points. And the Dort College defenders lead at 62 to 54, but they're leaving points on the table. Holt with the basketball. Holt will drive in. A blocking foul called on Leighton Sampson. He got over late. Count the hoop, and a free throw on the way now for the Doan College Tigers and Zimmerman. Zimmerman, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, an opportunity at the three-point play, and Doan can trim it to a five-point ball game. So Zimmerman, three-point play coming. This one's up and good. 62 to 57. Dort College leading by five. Brindles of the basketball, 8:27 and counting. Zone defense applied by the Tigers. You figured it was coming at some point. Let's see if Dort College can play with it. J.D. Bohr passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking for Sampson. Kicks into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Into the front court is Holt. Holt, kick out pass. Zimmerman. Malu to Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt leans in. Nothing there. Now Keel. Keel puts it up. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Malu. Malu off of the glass. No good. Rebound J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr comes up with it. He passes it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Doan still in the 2-3. 7:40 to go. Pass out front, Bohr, left side, Terpstra, Waltersdorf, head fake. Picked up by Terpstra with the ball, 12 to shoot. Left side it goes, Rindles, into the lane, his short shot, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Keel, corrals the rebound. Back over to Holt, right side. Holt, high off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Getting a little physical in the paint. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Waltersdorf inbounds the basketball to Rindles. Dort College with a chance to build on a five-point lead, 62-57. Looks like Doan is back in a man-to-man, and Dort College trying to post up Leighton Sampson, and out of the timeout, you turn it over, and that is not what you wanted. And the Doan College Tigers will inbound the basketball, and back the other way we go with Deontay Holt. Holt with the basketball. Pass goes left side. They dump it down low for Keel. Keel backing his way in. They give to Malu. Malu stripped on the way up, but a foul on the play called on Rindles. Malu whistled for the personal. I beg your pardon, he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Free throw by Malu. High arching right hander is up and through. His first point of the day. 62-58, pending another free throw. Second free throw by Malu is up and good, so Malu makes them both. And at 62-59, Dort College has to get the offense going. Into the front court, right side Sumner. Dort College needs to make a shot. Left side Terpstra. Terpstra high post to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Sumner. Sumner, three, missed it, no good. Long rebound taken back by Sumner. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, and he is blocked. Rebound taken away by Deontay Holt. Deontay Holt throws it up over the top. Layup is good. Reed Williams with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is one, 62-61. Terpstra gives it to Sampson. Sampson, layup good. Layton Sampson with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 64-61. 5:50 left to play. Deontay Holt with the basketball. Deontay Holt drives the lane. Off-balance shot, can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball, deflected out, picked up by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back out front to Walt. Walt drives in, and he is fouled on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the charity stripe, where he is 3-for-6 here in the second half. Those are unofficial numbers. 4-for-9 for the ballgame by my count. This will be his 10th and 11th free throw attempt. First free throw by Ty, up and through. He's got another one coming, 65-61, Dort College by 4. Malu checks out of the ballgame. Checking in for the Tigers will be Zach Hunt. A second free throw coming here for Tyler. So Waltersdorf with the right hand, and that one's up and through. So Tyler Waltersdorf now 5-for-8 in the second half. Dort College leads 66-61. 5:27 left to play in the contest. That's in regulation. Doan basketball. They go left side. They look for Keel, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, but a late foul call on Layton Sampson. And that's foul number 4 on Layton Sampson. And Keel will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Dort College has not had anyone foul out yet, but now you're starting to dance with danger. You've got three players with 4 each. All three are Dort College post players. Keel makes the first free throw. He's got 10. For Doan, Keel has 4. Deontay Holt has managed to make it through the second half without picking up his 4th. First free throw was in, second one coming. Keel's free throw is up and through. 66-63, Nate Keel with 11 points, 4 in the second half. Dort College basketball, Tyler Waltersdorf to throw it in. 5:17 remaining. Nathan Rindles right side, Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, back to Rindles. Rindles goes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra to Sumner, high post, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf against Malu. Into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra spins it back over to Waltersdorf, 15 to shoot. Back over to Terp, 3, no good. Long rebound tipped out, and it's taken back by the defenders in Waltersdorf, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 4:51 left to go into this contest. Dort 66, Doan 63. 4 timeouts remaining for both teams. Both teams are in the double bonus. Both teams have players, critical players, with foul trouble. Dort College inbounds. Brian Sumner, 3. Yes! Brian Sumner with 8. Dort College leads 69-63. 4:40 remaining. Doan basketball, Hunt. They try to pass it down low to Keel. They do. Sampson holding his ground. Keel trying to back his way in. Kicks it back out. Doan with the basketball. Out it comes to Keel. Keel to Holt. Holt sets, fires 3. You knew it. 3-point basket for Deontay Holt. He's got 15. Dort College leads 69-66. 4:18 and counting. Into the front court, Rindles, over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Right side it goes Terpstra. Terpstra goes Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tries to feed it short corner, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Turnover by the defenders. Here comes Doan with a chance to tie it with a made 3. Zach Hunt will bring it up. Zach Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it in between the circles. Sumner not giving any ground. Now they pass it down low to Malu. Malu out front to Keel. Keel with the basketball, 3:50 remaining. They pass it back out front to Hunt. Hunt for the basketball. Hunt looking. Ball deflected. Picked up by Holt. 10 to shoot. Holt will drive. Step back three. Yes. Three-point basket for Deontay Holt. He's got 11. And the Dort College Defenders and Doan Tigers are tied 69-69. 3:27 remaining. Rindles passes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. 11 in the second half for Holt. Passes into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, short elbow. With it is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. And he slips and falls as he drives into the lane. And a travel violation called on the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball with 3:11 remaining. 3:11 remaining. Doan College basketball, Zach Hunt. Hunt on the right side looking for Malu. They pass it down low for Malu. It's taken back by Walthersdorf, and he's fouled on the play by Malu. Mitchell Malu commits the personal. And Jim Weeks, boy, a good two steps out on the floor. And he will express his displeasure on the call to the official. He made the call, and Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:58 left in regulation. Free throw by Tyler, up and good. Tyler now 6 for 9 in the second half. 7 for 12 for the ball game. And another free throw coming as he unlocks the tie. Second free throw is up and good. 71-69. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Doan College Tigers trail Dort 71-69 after the made free throws by Tyler Walthersdorf. And here comes Deontay Holt. Holt with it right side. Holt passes it back over to Reed Williams. Williams into the corner for the lead. Three ball, yep. Three-point basket for Zach Hunt. Eight in the second half. Dort College trails 72-71, 2:35 remaining. Doan looks like they're in man-to-man. Sumner with it. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. No, they're still in his zone. Sampson with it. Back over to Terpstra. Answering, no, too long. Rebound tipped and controlled by Holt. Doan with a chance to build on a one-point lead, 72-71. 72-71 our score. Holt with the basketball. Holt drives in and lost it, but we've got a foul on the play called on Leighton Sampson, I believe. And that's going to be five on Leighton. 2:10 remaining. Leighton Sampson fouls out of the contest. He's got 10 points. Free throws on the way for Deontay Holt. Holt with 11. He scored his team's six of his team's last 9 points. Doan has scored. That's the first point Doan College has scored out of their last 10 on something other than a three-point shot. 73-71, Doan leading. Another free throw for Holt. That one's good. 74-71, Doan College leading by three. With it right side, Sumner. Sumner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf left side, Terpstra. Dort College needs a basket. Rindles with it. Rindles back over to Terpstra. Flinched. Dumps it across the lane to Walthersdorf. Layup good. Tyler with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 74-73. 1:49 left to go. 18 for Walthersdorf. Out front with it is Holt. Holt will drive in. Kicks it into the corner. Doan with a chance to push the lead to two possessions. Doan with it. Malu. Malu comes back to Williams. Williams on the right wing. Williams tests the waters. Drives in. His shot off the glass is good. 14 for Williams. 76-73. Dort College down three. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles pass is deflected on the cross-court pass intended for Alex Terpstra. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Walthersdorf to inbound the basketball. Gets it into Rindles. Dort College needs a bucket again. They pass into the lane. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Mitchell Malu called for the personal with 1:13 remaining. So he fouls out with 2 points. And another free throw coming. Free throw opportunities for Dort College. Let's see who Doan goes with here. And they will go with a guard, it appears, Riley Zimmerman. Doan in front, 76-73. Dort College was up at 1.62-54. That was shortly past the 10-minute mark. And they were up 69-63 not that long ago. Free throw by Tyler is up and through. 19 for Waltersdorf. Both teams are in the double bonus. Waltersdorf can make it a one-point ball game here. Second free throw by Tyler is up. That one's too strong, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Holt. 76-74. Dort College down two. Deontay Holt with the basketball. Holt driving in right side. Doan, a three would be a dagger. Well, anything, any field goal now makes it a two-possession ball game. Holt feeds it outside, 15 to shoot, 52 on the game clock. Holt with it out front, guarded by Sumner. 10 now, and they want to clear out. Sumner will guard him closely. Holt takes it in, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles. The shot was blocked by Den Herter, and Rindles gets called for his fourth personal. 43.1 seconds remaining, and Holt can make it a four-point ball game with two free throws. 76-74, Doan playing in front. First free throw by Holt is good. Holt today is 4-for-5 from the free throw line at this point, and he's got another one coming. 21 for Holt. This one's up and good. It's a four-point ball game. 78-74, Doan has taken a four-point lead. 43.1 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
The Great Plains.
Dort College trails four. They need a basket. They need to do it whatever they get. They need to do it quickly. Rindles quickly up the floor. Both teams have three timeouts. Rindles layup with the right hand, left side good. Timeout on the floor. Dort College gets their quick basket. They cut it down to 78-76 as Rindles goes coast to coast. And Rindles now with 20 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 78-76. We'll keep it right here. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. 37 seconds left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. Doan basketball, they inbound it. Holt steps on the baseline out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul instead. Foul called on Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his second. And Doan College will shoot more free throws with Deontay Holt. Two free throws on the way for Holt. Trying to extend it to a two-possession ball game. First one is up and through. He's got another one coming. Still a lot of time. 35.3 seconds left. If he makes this one, it's a two-possession ball game again. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College trails 79-76. Rindles with the basketball, gets around his man, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Nathan will go to the free throw line with a chance to cut it to one with a couple of made free throws. 27.8 seconds left. Rindles took it hard on the right-hand side of the lane and got the foul call. Foul called on Zimmerman is his third. So Rendles to shoot two. Free throw by Nate is up. It rattles and falls through. Well, my heart jumped up in my throat on that one as it looked like it was going to pop out, but then it trickled through. Can make it a one-point ball game here, 27.8 remaining. Second free throw by Rendles, in and out, no good. Ball's loose, Keel comes up with it. Now the Dort College defenders force a tie-up. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tie-up, it'll be Dort College ball trailing two, 79-77. Rendles misses the free throw. It's Dort College ball, 24.5 left. So Dort College can shoot for the tie or the lead. Shot clock is off. In it goes to Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout as they knot it up, 79-79. Now Doan will have it. And my guess is Deontay Holt is going to have the ball in his hands from the start, and he'll probably have it in his hands to try and finish it. 21.2 seconds remaining. Doan will have the basketball. An odd sequence there that Dort College missed the second free throw, forced a tie-up, and then they posted Nathan Rendles up on the ensuing possession. Rendles gets the short shot to go and ties it up 79-79. It is now Doan basketball. Dort has one timeout left. Doan has three. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Dort College trying to snap a two-game losing skid. And they'll have to, if they want to do it in regulation, somehow get it back and win it. Doan, on the other hand, has the opportunity to hold for the final shot. Obviously, a few things have to happen. They got to get the ball inbounded, then they've got to take care of it, bring it up. And I'm certain it'll be Deontay Holt who will have a chance. He'll at least have a chance. Holt stationed at midcourt, Andrew O'Donnell guarding him. Doan inbounding the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. They get it in, Hunt to inbound it. They pass it in. Now they give it off to Holt. 18 seconds left, 17. Doan has timeouts left if they want them. 13 seconds, 12. O'Donnell working against Holt. Dort College brings the double team. Drive into the lane. Kick out pass. 3 seconds left. Shot is no good. Terpstra lets fly with a desperation heave. It's no good, and the Dort College defenders force overtime. Coming from behind, Dort College brought the double team. They forced Deontay Holt to give the ball up. And in the process, Doan did not get the shot that they wanted. Now we go to overtime for the third game in a row for the Dort College defenders. Timeout on the floor as we get set for the extra session. Back with more after this. Well, for the third game in a row, we will play at least 45 minutes. 79-79, our score at the end of regulation. We go to the extra session. Den Herter, Rendles, Walterstorff, Terpstra, and Sumner on the floor for the defenders. Rendles and Den Herter playing with four fouls apiece. For the Doan Tigers, Nate Keel on the floor with four fouls. Deontay Holt with three. Zach Hunt also on the floor along with Riley Zimmerman. Tap is up and controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They hand it off to Zach Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it on the wing. Zach Hunt looking down low. They feed it out front instead. Right side to Reed Williams. Pass into the corner. They're looking for Keel down low. And a kick called on the defenders and Tyler Walterstorff. Kick call. They say Walterstorff kicked it. Tough angle to see it. Tigers to throw it in. Zach Hunt, 21 seconds on the shot clock. Doan with the basketball. They get it into Keel. Keel working his way in against Terpstra. Ball's loose down on the floor, and Doan will call the timeout. They have the man pinned underneath the basket. Doan has to burn a timeout to maintain possession of it. This will be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Doan with the basketball, tied up 79-79, 4:35 left in the overtime. Nate Keel with the basketball. How much gas does Dort College have left in the tank? 8 to shoot. With the basketball, Reed Williams. Williams, 15-footer from the left elbow, good. Reed Williams knocks it down. He's got 16. Dort College trails 79-81. Rindles driving in. Caught the hoop, and he is fouled. And who did it go on? It might be on Keel. Let's wait and see. Nate Keel has just fouled out of the ballgame. Nate Rindles, that's Nathan Rindles, took it into the lane, got the shot to go, and he was fouled. We're tied 81-all. 81-81 our score. Doan will go with a smaller lineup here. O'Donnell will check in as well. You've got basically nine guards plus Tyler Walterstorff on the floor right now. For Dort College, it's Sumner, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Rindles, and Walterstorff. For the Tigers, it is Holt, Williams, Hunt, Saborin. I think those are all five for the Tigers. Free throw by Rindles, left it short, no good. He doesn't have much left. We're tied 81-81, 4:12 remaining. Left side pass, Tiger basketball. Saborin with it on the wing. Saborin drives. They get it back over to Holt. Holt, they close out on. He steps back, two steps behind the line. He's going to drive in. And who did he call the foul on? Who is the foul on is my question. They came over to the scorer's bench and signaled 15. And they call it on 13. That'll be on Terpstra. That's number 3 on him. Well, the players and coaches aren't the only ones who get excited during games. The officials do sometimes. Free throw by Holt is up and through. Deontay Holt with 24 now. Another one on the way. Well, they definitely signaled to the bench that it was on 15, but 15 is Nathan Rindles, and he was nowhere near the play. Deontay Holt, another free throw coming. This one's up, and Holt makes that one. So it's a two-point lead again for the Tigers at 83-81. 3:54 remaining. Deontay Holt now with 25 for the Tigers. Rindles into the front court. Doan goes to his own. Rindles with it. Back over to Brian Sumner. Sumner right side. Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. David Den Herter with 5. Ties it up 83-all. Dort College, the two coaches moving the players around like chess pieces. McDonald will check out of the ballgame. O'Donnell will check in for Den Herter if Den Herter can make the free throw. So Den Herter trying to reestablish a lead for the defenders. Right now it's 83-83, and he misses that free throw. 3:40 left to go. Doan basketball. Tigers have it. Den Herter right now on the floor. He's trying to guard a guard. Trevor Saborin. Pass goes left side. Tiger basketball. Tigers out front. Deontay Holt. Holt, they get a pick and roll. They kick it out. Nothing there. Saborin. Saborin lost it! Who is it off of? Wow. Well, they're going to say that it was touched by a Dort College player. They'll give it to Doan. Doan will inbound. 3:16 left in the overtime. Both teams desperate for a win, coming off losses on Wednesday night. Deontay Holt with it. 8 to shoot. Holt feeds it left side. Shot on the way from 15 off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. Dort College survives. They get the basketball back. With it is Sumner. Rindles, that is. Rindles with it out front. Nathan Rindles, right side. Sumner. Sumner, right side. Turk. Terp back over to O'Donnell. 20 to shoot. Now Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, and he is fouled on the play by Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman has just picked up his fourth. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Nathan Rindles to the free throw line to try and reestablish a lead for the defenders with 2:48 left to play in the game. First free throw by Nate is up and through. He's got 26. Another free throw on the way. 2:48 left. Dort College with their first lead since it was 71-69. Second free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles. In and out and won't go through. Rebound tipped by Sumner. It's down on the floor, but he's on the baseline. The Doan College Tiger player was leaning over. His shoulder was on the baseline. His shoulder was on the baseline. He gets called for the turnover, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Dort College to throw it in. Dort will check David Denherger into the ballgame. Dort leading 84-83. They get it into Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles in traffic. His layup won't go down. Rebound Denherger. Denherger with the putback. No good. David with another opportunity, and Deontay Holt comes out with it. Now a timeout charged to the Doan College Tigers. It'll be Doan basketball. 84-83, and O'Donnell will check back into the ballgame as the chess match continues. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, timeout Doan. They've got two left. 2:34 left to go in the game. Doan with the basketball. Dort College on defense. Length of the floor in front of the Doan Tigers. Dort leading 84-83. Both teams are in the double bonus. Both teams have two timeouts left. Bringing the basketball up will be Deontay Holt. Holt is guarded by Terpstra. Deontay Holt gets a screen. Gets around his man, puts it up, shot no good, no foul call, rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Here comes Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Nathan gets a lane into the hoop, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound again, Dort College, no. It's Doan basketball. Doan College with a basketball, bringing it up, the Tigers. This is Reed Williams. Dort College unable to finish on the short shot down low. Doan with a basketball, here's Holt again. Holt driving in. It's taken away by Sumner, but we have a travel called initially on Holt before the takeaway by Sumner. Andrew O'Donnell comes off of the floor holding his bottom lip. He got whacked pretty good, it appeared, on the that lower jaw. Didn't see any blood, but you definitely stung him. Walterstorff gets it into Rindles, 1:55 left. Well, Holt has been really difficult to guard down the stretch, but gets called for the travel that time as Dort College brought the double team. Denherger, top the hoop, and he's fouled! How about that for David Denherger? Denherger to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 1:41 remaining. Overtime. Dort College trying to muscle through. And the foul is called on Doan's Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman with his fifth. 1:41 remaining. He's disqualified. He checks out with 7 points. He is the fourth Doan player to be lost to fouls. David Denherger with a chance to establish a 4-point lead for Dort College. Let's see if he can get it done. Denherger's free throw, good. 8 points for Denherger tonight. 5 in the extra session. Dort College leads 87-83. 1:35 and counting. Doan basketball. Deontay Holt out front. Deontay Holt guarded there by Terpstra. They isolate him out front. Driving in, tries to dump it off. Denherger sets up to take the charge. Holt throws it away. It's Dort College basketball. Dead men walk, and that's what it looks like for Dort College right now. Rindles has nothing left. Walterstorff doesn't have much left. Denherger dragging. Terpstra sick of chasing Deontay Holt. Dort College with a four-point lead, 87-83. Right side, Sumner. Sumner looking down low for Walterstorff. Picked up his dribble, tough spot, gets it inside to Walterstorff, guarded there by Holt. They bring the double team. Walterstorff retreats to the perimeter. Kick out, Terp. Terpstrunt drives in. Finger roll, good! Terpstra with 12. Dort College leads 89-83. 57 seconds left. Doan with the basketball. Holt. Holt, long three, missed it. No good. Rebound, Denherter. David Denherter outlet over to Walterstorff. Oh, so good to see David having a good stretch here. After that difficult finish to regulation on Wednesday night, he has bounced back and played critical minutes this evening. And that is so good to see. Nathan Rendles to the free throw line to shoot two. 89-83, Dort College by six. Free throw on the way for Rendles, trying to establish a three-possession lead, and Nathan struggling right now. 2-4, 6-8, 9. He was 8 for 9 in regulation. He is now 9-4. 9 for 13 pending this one. Put yourself in a pretty good spot if you make this one. This one's up and rolls in. 27 for Rendles, 90-83, Dort College by 7. Driving in, and Holt throws one up. O'Donnell with the basketball, and O'Donnell has it tipped away from him by a Doan player and Trevor Savorin. Well, Dort College will have the basketball underneath the hoop. The officials have not made many calls in the paint here in the overtime session. Walterstorff inbounds, and he's going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and gather ourselves back with more right after this. Walterstorff to inbound the basketball, gets it into Rendles. Rendles double team. They bring the double team hard, and Rendles now with a chance to, I wouldn't say put this one away, but put Dort College in a pretty good position with a couple of free throws. Nathan for the ball game tonight. An uncharacteristic 10 for 14. This is a guy that is shooting 87% for the season from the charity stripe. First free throw by Nathan, up and through. He's got another one coming. 28 for Rendles. 91-83 with another free throw coming. Can make it a 3-3 possession situation here. 9 points, and he does. Rendles makes them both. Dort College puts themselves up three possession. Quickly up the floor, Andre Collins. Left side pass, Saborin, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra in the backcourt, and it doesn't look like Doan will foul. Now Holt called for a foul in the backcourt. 18.9 seconds remaining. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Terp with 12 points. For Dort College, 29 for Rendles. 18 for Walterstorff. Nope, 19. And Terpstra now with 13. He's got another one on the way. 18.9 seconds remaining. Dort College is going to win this ball game. Second free throw on the way is up and good. So Terpstra makes them both. He's got 14. And the defenders lead at 94-83. Doan with the basketball. Collins pass tipped, and it's stolen by Terpstra on the sideline. He ends up on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Throwing it in will be Zach Hunt. 13.6 seconds left between Dort College and a win that will snap a two-game losing skid. Ball is deflected off the rebound. Brian Sumner gathers it in. That's the ball game. 94-83, our score. Doan College unable to hold the lead late. Dort College comes away with it. 94-83, our final. Dort College improves to 6-6 in the conference. 14-7 overall. Doan 3-8 and 8-13. Coming up, the Wireless World post-game wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defenders victorious this afternoon in overtime over the Doan College Tigers by a final score of 94-83. Doan led 34-32 at the intermission. Dort College seized an early lead in the second half. We were tied at 48. Dort College built a six-point lead at 60-54 with 10 minutes remaining in the half. In the contest, Dort College still had a six-point lead at 69-63 with about 5 minutes left to go. And then Doan got back-to-back threes from Deontay Holt. Dort College led 71-69, another three-point basket. Gave Doan a lead of 72-71, and they eventually built that lead out to 78-74. I don't remember all the particulars exactly, but Doan missed just enough free throws down the stretch. Dort College ended up getting a basket from Nathan Rendles with about 15 seconds left to go in regulation. Doan, after a timeout, got the ball in the hands of Deontay Holt. Deontay Holt was double-teamed, was forced to give the basketball up. Doan did not get the shot that they wanted in at the end of regulation, and the Dort College defenders went to overtime. In the overtime, Dort College surrendered a bucket at 81-79, came back and tied it at 81. We were tied again at 83, and Dort College held an 84-83 advantage before David Denherter got a three-point play to make it 87-83 with 1:41 left to go in the overtime. And from there, Doan lost a couple of players to fouls, and the defenders, playing with a two-possession lead, playing from in front, were able to seal it, 94-83, making free throws down the stretch. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight over Doan College. Final score in overtime, 94-83. We were tied 79-79 at the end of regulation, and Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me, so we'll talk to him first before we go through the numbers. Coach, congratulations on the win. Your team showed some composure down the stretch. You were able to capitalize when Doan didn't make all of their free throws and just hung around and had enough time and did some good things down at the end of the regulation today.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I thought there's a time or two, the final 3 minutes, where we were really pressed and things weren't obviously going well and we didn't have momentum on our side. I was really pleased with the composure and poise of our guys. I thought they did a great job of just looking to each other instead of outward. Obviously, the last two games, beginning with Nebraska Wesleyan and then on Wednesday night again, we lost some tight ones after winning some tight ones earlier. And so you become a little bit fragile mentally perhaps, but I thought our guys just did a good job of staying true to themselves, making just enough plays and giving ourselves a chance. The stop at the end of regulation was obviously big after Nathan converted. And they went 1-4 low ISO and basically tried to just jam the ball into lane and get a good shot attempt, much like we did the other night. And we just held ground and were able to get the big rebound and press it into overtime. I was really happy for the guy here, David Denherter, sitting next to me, for his role and the play that he had down the stretch in overtime. Thought he did a great job. It's been a tough 3 days for David, but he's come back with a really good attitude, Mike, and I thought he really showed up in overtime and did some big things. The three-point play that he had, I thought, was instrumental.
In the at the end of regulation, let's talk about that possession just a little bit, in that you knew Deontay Holt was going to be involved in the play. He brought the ball across half court. You brought the double team. Just didn't want the ball in his hands down the stretch. Was that the deal?
We did not. We just felt that he's just too good one-on-one, too shifty, and obviously he had a great game. And we did our best to try to deny him the ball and try to bring help. But so we did not want to get beat with him. I just wanted to try to force somebody else to beat us, and I thought our guys really did a nice job of executing and getting the ball out of his hands.
Alex Terpstra was charged with trying to slow him down. I thought in the overtime Alex did a pretty good job defensively on him.
You know, he choked in the locker room after the game that Alex is, if he's not careful, he's going to get a reputation for being a pretty good defensive player. And he has been really good the last three or four games. He's really taken to heart the role and the opportunity to guard the other team's best player. And that's what he needs to continue to do. I also liked Alex. He hit some shots, but he got in a funk there for a little bit. And instead of being passive and maybe taking three-point shots, he would shot fake, and he got himself going to the basket. I think that was a big step forward for him as a player.
Similar to what Austin Cauchy went through at the first 2 years, it seems.
Exactly. Yeah, Austin was much of a catch-and-shoot player, and he had to develop and diversify his game, and I think we saw a little bit of that tonight with Alex.
Nathan and Tyler, obviously, big games for them. 29 points for Nathan, 19 for Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler was able to manage to stay on the floor after picking up his fourth foul and made some critical plays that don't always show up in the stat sheet down the stretch.
No, that is absolutely right, Mike. Tyler, when he was off the floor, and he didn't play much in the first half, we were down two at halftime, we actually felt okay because of the lack of playing time that Ty had. He just does so many things defensively. He's our best off-the-ball defender. He helps very well in gaps, makes a lot of hustle plays, and it's really it wills his body. You know, at times he'll struggle at the foul line, and he probably wishes he could have shot him a little bit better tonight, but there was a stretch when we absolutely needed him, and he delivered him. And can't say enough about Ty and the career and the leadership that he's done. The guy has just battled through some unique injuries here, and it's really nice to see him putting together a fine senior season.
Mount Marty on Wednesday and a couple more games the following week. I don't think I'm going to overstate, and obviously this was the most important game of the season right now, but you needed to get this one today.
Had to have it, Mike. You know, we're reeling a little bit after two really difficult losses on the road. We had to come back here to DeWitt, and true to form, our fans showed up and really supported us well tonight. They knew we needed this one as well. And yeah, our coaching staff and players, heartfelt thanks to our fans for continuing to stick with us and push this young team over the hump. And it was a game we had to have for sure. And now we get ready again on Monday after a Sunday rest and worship. Get ready to go in Yankton for a game that we got to get us over the 500 mark conference play.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and let David slide over, and we'll talk to him. But congratulations on a good win today.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. David Denherter will take a seat beside me. And, David, first off, Coach talked about it. A couple long days for you after a game like Wednesday night. The next one can't roll around quickly enough. And the thing I noticed was you were back in the gym Thursday and Friday getting shots up and just trying to return to normalcy. And I would imagine this game you would have liked to have played it on Thursday already, but had to wait around, and a good win for you today.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It was kind of nice to get back into the gym Thursday. Had a lot of support from the teammates. You know, rooming with Tyler, he was just said move on to the next one. Nathan said the same thing. He said, you know, you were ready for the pass. But, yeah, I really wanted to get to this game. I didn't really sleep very well Wednesday night, but today came, and I was ready to go, and we played well enough to win. So.
Overtime, you got that three-point play, pretty physical play in the paint today. You were able to get position. How difficult was it working against this Doane College team? You played a little longer stretches. How physical was this Doane College team you faced?
Very, very physical team. I mean, they have three very physical posts. Cool, and then they come off with Magruder, and then number 31, I forget what his name is, but comes off the bench, and it was a war for 45 minutes tonight, and fortunately got a couple to go in overtime, give us a little boost.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And it was just made the free throw finally on the second one.
Yeah, you had to fight through a third overtime. Feeling fatigued after the last week. How are you holding up?
Just getting a little bit older. Got to do a little bit more stretching before practice and games, but not looking forward too far. But you know, we get a little break next week after the Mount Marty game. So coach and the trainers have both just been saying, you know, hang in there. You got two more practices in a game, and then we'll see where you're at. Maybe you need another day off compared to the rest of the team, and just keep doing what I'm doing.
your senior, one of two seniors on the roster, along with Tyler Walterstorff. What does the future hold for David Denherter? What's happening right now in this semester? What happens beyond this semester?
I am currently taking a bunch of education classes, looking for physical education or special ed in the next couple years. I have to come back next year because of some scheduling conflicts and declaring for a major a little later than usual. So I will be back and supporting all my teammates this year, but like to get a job somewhere close. Got some family members that are still playing basketball and like to support them as they've supported me over the years. So.
All right, David, well, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations again on the overtime win today.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
That is David Denherter, Dort College defender post player, came through today with 8 points and 5 rebounds, including a three-point play in the extra session that put Dort College over the top. Here are the numbers. Doan College, 25 of 61 from the floor, 41%, 6 of 18 on threes, 33%, 27 of 33 on free throws, 81.8%. Dort College, 28 of 61 from the floor, 45.9%, 5 for 19 on threes, 26.3%, 33 for 49 from the free throw line, 67.3%. Certainly would like to see that just a skosh higher. We'll see if Dort College can do that over the next 10 games or so. Rebounding, Doan out-rebounded Dort College, 44 to 40. Turnovers, Doan 16, Dort College 10. Individually, Dort College was topped by Nathan Rendles with 29 points, 19 for Tyler Walterstorff, 14 for Alex Terpstra, 10 for Leighton Sampson. 8 points for Brian Sumner, 8 for David Denherter, 6 for Taylor Feenstra. There's your 94 for Dort College. For the Doan Tigers, 25 for Deontay Holt, 7 of 17 from the floor, 3 for 4 on threes, 8 for 10 from the free throw line. 16 points for Reed Williams, 11 for Nate Keel, that is, and 10 for Zach Hunt off of the bench. 8 for Trey Magruder, 5 for Trevor Saborin, 2 for Mitchell Malou. Rebounds, Dort College was topped by Nathan Rendles with 8, 5 each for Tyler Walterstorff and David Denherter, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 6 for Alex Terpstra, and 4 for Brian Sumner. Nathan Rendles had 5 assists and 2 steals for the defenders in nearly 40 minutes of play. I don't think he came off of the floor in the second half. If he did, it was very briefly. For the Doan College Tigers, 13 rebounds for Trey Magruder, 8 for Deontay Holt, 7 for Nate Keel. 2 assists for Deontay Holt, and 2 steals each for Riley Zimmerman and Zach Hunt. Dort College is 14-7 overall, 6-6 in the conference. Doan, 8-13, and 3-8. Other GPAC scores from earlier today got over just a little before hours because of the overtime. Barcliff over Concordia, 89-69. Morningside over Hastings, 87-76. Dort College defeats Doan in overtime, 94-83. Dakota Wesleyan finishes the year. They go into tomorrow's game with Nebraska Wesleyan at 9-1 now. Barcliff is 9-2. Midland is 8-2. Morningside 8-3. Dort College is now 6-6 in the conference. Northwestern 5-5. Concordia 5-8. Nebraska Wesleyan 4-6 in front of their matinee performance tomorrow. Doan and Hastings are both 3-8. Mount Marty is 0-11. GPAC women earlier today. Doan over Dort 74-51. Concordia over Briarcliff 76-60. Morningside over Hastings 60-46. That will do it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining me. We went to overtime for a third game in a row. Hopefully that streak does not continue Wednesday nights. As it is, we'll call it the way we have before, and we'll get a doubleheader in at Laddie Simple Arena in Yankton. 6 o'clock start time for the women, 8 o'clock start time for the men. That is on Wednesday night of this week. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.